Thanks for answering the questionnaire, guys. Here are my answers. What sex act or position sounds great in theory, but unless you make the qualifying round of the Olympic gymnast team, is not likely to happen? Oh, too many to name. Anything upside down or where I have to focus on the gymnastic aspect more than the pleasure. If any artist of any era could paint you in all your naked glory, who would you pick and why? Now that is, again, so many choices. Raphael for charm, Titian for allure, Caravaggio because I want to know what he'd do when he put that brush down and I was still naked, Velázquez because I love him. But I think I'm going to go with Henryk Siemiradzki, whose painting of Freyn, which is in Russia, is just the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I'll try to put it up on the board. Let's see, you need to elevate your mood, lickety-split. What color in your wardrobe reliably does the trick? My answer is more weather-dependent. If it's hot, I go with the blue spectrum, especially cobalt and robin's egg. But if it's cold, bring on the raspberry, the Schiaparelli pink, the fire engine, and the devil in hell red. Would you rather your shirts be always two sizes too big or one size too small? Two sizes too big because you can alter them to fit. You can shrink them in the wash even, or you can wear them just the way they are if you want to sleep in them or exercise in them. You can't do much with a shirt that's too small, but you can do a lot with a shirt that's too big. What's your go-to way to get extra endorphins? Exercise, meditation, sex, chocolate? Why? All of the above, because I am greedy, and I'm wired, I think, to be a quart low in endorphins. So exercise and meditation do only good, but sex and chocolate have to be carefully selected and monitored. Quality and portion control are key. Read one of the following paragraphs. Oh good, it's close to dinner time, so. Then came the food, platter after platter of sizzling, decadent, rich, sodium sugar-drenched food, steaming plush pork buns and bright green broccoli and thick lobster sauce, sticky brown noodles paired with sweet shrimp and glazed chicken, briny, chewy clams swimming in a subtle black bean gravy, cilantro-infused scallion pancakes, a dozen dumplings stuffed with a curiously addictively spicy seafood. She ate everything on every plate, each bite accompanied with a thick forkful of white rice. Mm. If you had to change your username to a color, what would your new name be, and why would you choose that name? Platinum Iridium, because of its silvery color. Iridium is one of the rarest elements and the most corrosion-resistant metal known. I wouldn't mind being corruption-proof. What's something your instinct tries to make you do and you have to will yourself not to do? Oh, climb back up into stilettos. The allure, the siren song of those sexy but painful shoes. The struggle is real. I have to resist. My instinct tell me they give me some kind of advantage, but it's more likely I'll just snap an ankle. Sometimes I go and try them on just to remember how bad the breakup was. If you could know the absolute and total truth to one question, what question would you ask? What is the meaning of human existence? If you could play strip poker followed by Twister with anyone, who'd it be? Well, I was looking at some usual candidates, but I'm going to go for Christopher Hirata. He's an American cosmologist. He's an astrophysicist. He's 35 years old. He has a verified IQ of 225. At 13, he got a gold medal at the International Physics Olympiad. At 14, he began his university education at Caltech. At 16, he was working with NASA and about colonizing Mars. And at 22, he got his PhD from Princeton. And guys, if you Google him up, ladies, he's adorable. So, yeah, I wonder what he'd probably figure out all the possible permutations of Twister and be waiting for me. That's what I think. Puppies or pandas? Oh, I'm going to cheat here because I've seen some of your answers. I want a puppy in a panda suit. Otherwise, yeah, puppies. puppies. I love them. Thank you all. Thank you all for answering my silly questionnaire. It makes me feel welcome, and I appreciate you all.